And let's check your triple team traffic. And Ricky Meese, we're seeing some improvements.
We are. Now, we still have our latest information is that southbound I-15 remains closed in Box Elder County, 10 miles south of the Idaho border. But the delays have really eased. And the delays are also easing with the accident southbound I-15 at about 1800 South. The crews are still there to the left, but traffic's starting to get by much better, but you still have some backing into downtown. Brandon Crow?
Well, looks like those leftover patches of afternoon traffic have cleared, and southbound I-15 is now clear and good to go from Fashion Place all the way to the point of the mountain. And that's where things are going to get slow again as you go from point of the mountain all the way down into the heart of Lehi, really. But north and southbound I-15 through Utah County, other than that, are fantastic. Mark?
Yes, same deal as you make your way out of downtown Salt Lake City. Earlier, wreck at 6 South has cleared, and you are golden heading all the way into Davis County. In fact, once you get into Davis, you're going to only dip in speeds briefly right around Kaysville, northbound I-15, right about 200 north. The Fruit Heights delays have all cleared out in Highway 89, and it looks much better in the far west area as well. Lane shiftings still in place, but the traffic delays have dissipated. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.